the Richmond Theater Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theater with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Act 1, Scene 2 of Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
And I'm David Timberline from Style Weekly magazine.
June is upon us, so we're going to talk a little bit about the summer shows coming up. First, let's talk about the big production of the summer that everybody's been looking forward to, and that's Dreamgirls, which opens on June 24th at Virginia Rep. It's got a lot of the same cast and crew that worked on Color Purple 2 seasons ago, which not only won the Artsy for Best Musical and lots of other awards, was an incredible production.
Dreamgirls is a show that as soon as Virginia Rep announced it, I think people were anticipating it. It has a lot of cross-generational appeal. That cast is going to be very strong. It's got Felicia Curry, who was in Color Purple. She was the lead, Gerald Solomon. It also has Desiree Roots, who is going to be playing Effie, which she certainly has the voice for it.
But she is obviously a little older than Effie is traditionally played. Not that Desiree is old at all, but usually Effie is played as a very young, eager, new person. So it'll be interesting to see if they refocus that so that that doesn't matter, or if they try to have Desiree play younger.
It also will have a newcomer to Richmond named Zuri Washington, who will be in the Beyoncé role. If you've seen the movie version, she comes highly recommended, so we'll be interested to see her.
The next night on June 25th, Firehouse will premiere Green Day's American Idiot punk rock opera, which, by the way, I happened to see in New York the night before it opened, and it was pretty amazing. It's also a really big show, so it's going to be an interesting challenge to see what they do there. They've got a good cast. John Minks is heading it up. They are doing two things unusual. First, they're casting women in some of the roles that are traditionally played by men. Rachel Hindman is playing St. Jimmy.
And then they're also going to be playing their own instruments. So this is going to be a real challenge. It'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off. I saw the Sweeney Todd on Broadway where all the actors played their own instruments. They were able to pull that off. Much different show, though. American Idiot is a rollicking, rambunctious rock musical. These are going to be people who are going to really have to sweat it out on stage. So I'm hoping they can bring it.
At Triangle Players, actually the week before on June 15, is The Boy from Oz, which is kind of a bio-musical of Peter Allen, who wrote a couple of hits in the 80s, was married to Liza Minnelli and a few other things. And it's got an interesting cast.
Yeah, this is the show that pretty famously launched Hugh Jackman's Broadway career. In Richmond, it's going to be Chris Hester, who is a favorite to locals. He was in Cabaret a couple years ago and did a great job in that role. This also is going to have two actors reprising characters that they played in other productions. So it's going to have Gray Garrett playing Judy Garland. She played Judy Garland in Beyond the Rainbow at Swift Creek Mill. And also Anna Gray Hogan, who was in We Three Lizas at Triangle Players. So it'll be interesting to see them play familiar characters, but in a new context.
And I've actually talked to Chris about his preparation for this role, and you may or may not have noticed, he's not done a show all year. He has dropped out of the theater scene so he can devote himself to creating this performance. He has been working on tap dancing, learning to play the piano, even working on his Australian accent. He's had coaches to help him with some of those things, so he's really made a commitment to this role. So hopefully he will bring it, and it'll be another stellar performance for Chris.
And the great thing about Chris doing this show is that if we ever do a local production of Wolverine, he'll be all set for that too, I guess.
You're ready.
Okay, so another big show coming up this summer is the Hallelujah Girls. It'll be opening June 9th at Swift Creek Mill. It's another show from the folks who did the Dixie Swim Club. So it's kind of your funny Southern church lady kind of shows. Not usually one of my favorite kind of shows, but this cast is a pretty great one. Most notable to me is it's got Richard Cook and Vicki McLeod, a husband and wife team who have been great in everything that they've been in together.
It's also got a lot of the other favorites from the mill. Jennifer Clevenger, Jackie Jones, Jody Strickler, and Joy Williams. Tom Wyeth is directing, so it should be good standard fare for Hallelujah Girls. Speaking of non-musicals, of course, we have the Shakespeare Festival out at Agecroft Hall, and we got a little information from artistic director Jan Powell about the two shows that they're producing this summer.
We are starting with Twelfth Night, directed by Steve Perrigard, who did our Comedy of Errors about 3 years ago, and we won the Artsy for Best Play that year. So we're thrilled to have him back. The show is going to be set in the 20th century in Italy, kind of an Enchanted April feeling.
I'm looking forward to Twelfth Night. It's one of my favorite Shakespeare shows, in part because there's a movie version called She's the Man, a modern retake of Twelfth Night that's one of my family's favorite shows. Also, we'll have Liz Blake White in it, who has not been in a show recently.
Since she had her baby, so this is her premiere back on stage after that.
And it also has a woman from out of town, an actress named Laura Rocklin, who has done Shakespeare all over the country. So it'll be interesting to see her in this role.
Just to mention, too, Evan Nastaff is in the show, and he's doing two shows this summer. And then, as far as we know, he's planning to leave town, unless that's changed since the last time we talked to him. And now Jan's going to talk a little bit about Merchant of Venice.
Now, that show hasn't been done out at Agecroft for over 10 years. And we're going to be doing an eclectic approach to the show. It's going to be based in Italian Renaissance, but it's going to have some eclectic bits to it, such as some hints of modern elements that are there. And what I'm looking to do with that is to create a nod to the universality of the themes. It's a play about the outsider, about the stranger, about us versus them. And I think in a presidential election year, it's the time when we most vividly divide our society into different groups and go to war against each other.
She mentioned that there's going to be a semi-modernization of it besides setting it in the modern day. She didn't really tell us what those were, but she did such a nice job of that with Hamlet, throwing in the cell phones and a few other little modern touches, but keeping it in the spirit of Shakespeare, that it works. So hopefully that will work in her favor this time.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued to see what Jan's going to do with this. Merchant is a hard show to do. Henley Street, before it merged and became Quill, did a production of Merchant about 4 years ago that was very distinctly modernized.
Was that one any good? I didn't see it, so what did you think?
It was good, but not great. It had Jeff Clevenger in it as Shylock. He was awesome. It's a hard show to make work for a modern audience. It just, some of the words, some of the phrases, some of the ideas stick in your craw.
Well, if anyone in town can pull that off with Shakespeare, it will probably be Dr. Jan Powell. On the other end of the scale, we have Theater Lab's surprising summer production, which is the only show that artistic director DJ Gray will be directing this season, because all the other shows this season will be directed by women. It's called Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. And if you're a fan of The Simpsons, and I am, I watch it every week and have for many years, you'll know who Mr. Burns is.
This is a show I know nothing about, except that it's something semi-post-apocalyptic. The only thing that I can really think about to say about this show is that it's got another amazing cast. It's got Evan Nestiff, who, as we mentioned, this is supposed to be his last show in town, so we'll see. Audra Honecker, Maggie Bavilac, Daniel Simo, Heather Fox, Chandler Hubbard, and Jessie Johnson, who is just amazing in everything she's in.
And since she didn't get cast as Effie in Dreamgirls, which I'm sad about, at least she'll get a chance to be on the boards this summer, or at least on the concrete this summer. Just one more thing about the play. It's actually set in the future, when one of the few snippets that's left of pop culture is one episode of The Simpsons that has been pieced together through people's discussions. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And because it's a Theater Lab production, it'll probably be at least interesting and unusual.
And just so we don't forget everybody, Free Jambalaya, which is a kind of a fringe production house, is offering Sadie's Last Painting this summer that will be McLean Jesse's last show in town before she goes to graduate school.
David, don't get so pushy. I actually saved that because in our next curtain call in 2 weeks, we're going to feature that show since it's an original production and it is McLean's last. So we will be back in 2 weeks to talk to McLean and talk more about that show. Meanwhile, there's lots of good summer stuff, so start making your ticket reservations now.
Okay, well, for a curtain call, this is David Timberline from Style.
And Jerry Williams from Sifter. See you in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, go to the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website, rtccva.com.